All right, so we start from the... The Gemara says that the Pasuk of Shivas Yom Teichel Masseis, and then and the Gemara says that that you learn out that Sheshes Yom Teichel Masseis, that Mashi Yishus of Sheshes Yom Yishus, and you learn it from Be'er Teichel Masseis, that like upon him the Laila Mishena is a Chiyuv. Right. So you have to understand, what's the Pasuk Taisha, the Pasuk though? The Pasuk does say, Shivas Yom Teichel Matzah. It says you should eat matzah for 7 days. What does it mean? There's a Rishus, I mean, you always have a Rishus to eat matzah. It does say, Shivas Yom Teichel Matzah. Yeah, so it could be Medeichik, you could say. Right. Taisha, the Pasuk is, that Vina Shvid is going to be Nisra Chametz off the lab, where Seichel Chametz, it says. So the middle of the Torah says, the mice of people, especially then, the Ikasudu is a lachem, achmei lachem, bevor in kamen mekaymes, and Gemara, and even the psukim, that lachem is the suda. So in the end, the mice, you're probably going to eat for the 7 days, and eating is usually means lachem. So then, your stomach's going to be matzah. But there's no bezunda din mechalf to eat matzah for 7 days. As you do with a goyin, they say over from a goyin, that it's in the Maaseh Rav, that Shivas Yom Teichel Matzah is called Shiva Mitzvah. Why is it called Rishus? Because even when something's a mitzvah, if it's not a chiv, it's called Rishus when you compare it to a chayva. So, the Rishayim say the ones that they don't put tefillin chalamayid because it's an ice. So what's the ice? By Sukkah you have the Sukkahs, by Pesach you have the Matzah. If Matzah wasn't the mitzvah, b'chol. And he says, right, Kamarai, he said, there's a mitzvah to eat 7 days. So Gepshuta, you learn up the Gain, that the Shivas Yom Teichel Matzis means there is a mitzvah. And you learn it from the Pasuk, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's not a mitzvah chiyumis. It doesn't sound exactly like Dar of mitzvah chiyumis, but Shemash Pasha Pshat means it's an optional mitzvah. As if you eat it, it's a Mekayim mitzvah. But if you don't eat it, you're not mevatel anything, you're not over anything. So I gave you a mitzvah that you can do if you want. And if you do it, you get a mitzvah. But you're not mechli to do it. That's a Zay Pashat Pshant in the Gain. And the Balamor state an Andervart. And you have to know if it's, could be both things are right, the Balamor is Pshat and the Gain is Pshat. Pesach Nisht. And the Balamor state Mamish an Andervart. Completely different Vart. Balamor is a Kasha. How come by Matzah you don't make a bracha the whole 7 days of Al-Khilas Matzah? And by Sukkah you make a bracha all 7 days, Leshav Basukkah. And that's the Balamor's kasha. Right, so they have in the back the Talmud of Rashba. He says very simply. He says, "Shani Sukkah, Avish Shai Yom Rishus, Mekolak and Kishayish B'Sukkah V'Echol Shem Mitzvah Kavod and Mevarich." Hashem came with Pesach. The Lekel Mitzvah Chilus Matzah El Alav the Way Seichel Chametz Loim V'Echin and Alavi. This is a very simple text. A Sukkah is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Shivas Yom Teishu B'Sukkah. Now, you don't have to mekayim the mitzvah, meaning you don't have to eat. But what's pashas the mitzvah by sukkah, right? The mitzvah is that you can't eat out of the sukkah, right? And that's a chiyuv. You have a chiyuv, right? And it's a mitzvah say. It's not a lav. It's a chiyuv. Mitzvah sukkah teishu shivas yamim, right? That when you're eating, you have to eat in the sukkah. It's with the shak of the Minchas Chinuch wanted to say a chiddush by sukkah that if you steal a sukkah, even if you're not eating it the first night, the mitzvah chiyuv is. But if you sit in it the rest of the sukkah, you're not aving, because you're not aving out of the sukkah, you're not aving anything, right? He wants to answer Taisha's kasha, that one need a pasuk saying, sukkah zula, one have to mitzvah of aveira, saying, for the first night, that would be a good taina, right? For lulav, it's a good taina, because he didn't take lulav, but here, good, so it wasn't a kayim in the midst of sukkah, but at least he didn't eat out of the sukkah. And kayim says, no, the pshat is, the mitzvah of sukkah is that when you're eating, you have to do the mitzvah of eating sukkah. If you steal the sukkah, so it's the same thing as eating out of the sukkah. In other words, the mitzvah is, you don't have to do the mitzvah, but when you're eating, it's considered a bitul mitzvah if you're not being mekayim in the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, right? So that's the chayyid of pshat by sukkah. So what's the kasha? By sukkah, when you're eating, you have to eat in the sukkah, right? Hashem came by matzah. Chal is no mitzvah to eat matzah. Okay, you can't eat chametz from the same one. Vayis Dais from the kasha, and the Teretz is not arguing on this, the key was there. That Weiss dice that the Balamor understood the Shivas Yom Teichel Matzis means that when you're eating bread, when you're eating lechem al kapanim, the lechem has to be matzah v'loy chametz. Right? Tight shvet of matzah is that it's not chametz. That's a tight shvet of matzah. Matzah means not chametz. Chametz is chametz, and matzah is not chametz. The mitzvah that say is that when you're eating, it has to be matzah v'loy chametz. The emphasis like to have it. The Sefer Charedim says this very clearly. He brings it. I'm not sure. We'll see. They might both work. He says, we'll see. Lefesh me'achilus chametz v'pesach. The Ksiv shivet yom techel matzah. Mitzvah says. He's going in mitzvah says. But I'm going to be Yishalmi. Quote to Yishalmi. I don't know who Yishalmi is. She'ein ze mitzvah she'echel matzah kol shivet yom. Dolak achiyah v'chilus matzah v'akvil tezvav. El b'yuka asa. Shivet yom techel matzah se chametz loy. V'lava bo mechlal asey asey. So he doesn't say so clearly that it's a mitzvah that when you're eating bread, it has to be matzah v'loy chametz. He doesn't say that so clearly. He says it's like an iser asay to eat matzah, but I think it's the same thing. I think it's ayinu has. Now, the Nezer says it very clearly, pshat in the Baal HaMor that way, that the Nezer's lashon is that mikom makom lemadnu shem eichel matzah b'shayim u oisem mitzvah, kama ish oisem mitzvah eichel b'sukah b'chol achag. Umitzuzu hainu she'im oichel lechem tzarech she'iyah matzah, meaning tzarech she'iyah matzah v'loy chametz. That is the chefs of the mitzvah. The Rambam is very meduik that way. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz v'Matzah, he says that he says zu mitzvah ne'atzu mitzvasa kol alayla. It's mitzvah in the teilech of matzah blechem ishaser. Avashar regel achilus matzah rishus rotsa eichel matzah rotsa eichel oyriz adeichan akloyes aperis avlechem ishaser v'ad chayva. Right? So what does it mean? Rotsa eichel matzah rotsa eichel oyriz adeichan akloyes aperis. Why does he have to give you another eight what to eat? You'll probably figure out what to eat. I think what he means to say is that, but when you're eating lechem, the lechem has to be matzah. You don't have to eat lechem. But when you're eating lechem, there's a mitzvah say for it to be matzah. He says even more clear in Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Vav, Halacha Zayin, Achilas b'leil yantiv rishim b'sukkah chayva, filach zayis pas yetzik vasa, mekam v'el chashutz, rotzu lechel b'suda sayid b'sukkah. Rotsa einecha shiva peris akloyes chutz l'sukkah, eichel. Right? In other words, he's saying, if you want to eat a suda, then you have a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. That's called rishus. But if you want to eat something else, then you have a choice. And he says, k'din achilas matzah b'pesach. And so they brought the Avi Ezri Shtalzach, like, what does it mean? Matzah b'cholim. No, teretz matzah is the same thing. The chiyuv of matzah is that when you're eating, it has to be lachem v'loy, has to be matzah v'loy chametz. So the Baal HaMor says, so what's the teretz though? So how come here there's a bracha, here there's no bracha? In other words, the kasha is, you can hear both tzadim. You can hear it sad that you make a bracha, because since you decided you want to eat bread, and the Torah says it has to be done in this way, otherwise you're being over and I say, so that's mechayev a bracha. Or you can hear it, they should have a bracha, because since you have no chiyuv to do it, it's only if you do it, it has to be in this way, and you do it the other way, you're over and I say, but that means you don't have a chiyuv to do this ma'aseh. Right, so then, right? So then maybe you don't make a bracha. So Dr. Balamar, it depends. If Venish Vin, you're going to end up with a situation where you're going to have to do it, like by Sukkah, you have to give me on Balay Shina. So you're going to end up being a Teshu of a Sukkah. So that, like Ram Chav explained, so that means that there's going to be a Chiyuv. There's going to be a Chiyuv to do this. You don't have a way out. So even though, like we're saying, it's only a mitzvah, a situational mitzvah, but still, you make a bracha because you're going to have to be in that situation. Mashiach came by Pesach, where you don't have to eat matzah the whole 7 days of Pesach. You get away with adding matzah the whole 7 days of Pesach. So Mamela, you can't make a bracha if it's Yivan or such a thing. That's the chayyah what he means to teretz. The Kolder brings a very geshmak of teretz from Reb Shmuel Shekili. I think also, Ribalti asked the kasha, and I used to say it was the same as the Baal HaMor. That the mitzvah of Shivas Yom B'Matz is the same thing as Shivas Yom B'Sukkah. That when you're eating lechem, it has to be matzah v'loy chametz.
I don't understand
what
you want to eat. You're not allowed to eat lechem
when B'Sukkah. So of course, that's why the Rambam says. No, I'm saying not only chametz, you mean. There's a lav. Right. There's also a lav besides that. That's what I say. That say is that the lechem has to be matzah v'loy chametz.
It can't be lechem.
What?
It can't,
no, lechem can be matzah v'loy chametz. Lechem doesn't mean necessarily chametz or matzah, right? You have chalos, matzah, you have... Lechem, I mean... Lechem... Lechem, say. You said you're not allowed to eat lechem. You're allowed to eat lechem. You are allowed to eat lechem. As long as it's matzah. Lechem doesn't mean that it's chametz. When I say the word lechem, I don't mean chametz. Lechem could be matzah also.
So what's lechem that's matzah? What is lechem that's not matzah?
Chametz. Chametz is lechem, it's not matzah.
Right.
When I mean lechem, it has to be matzah,
but you're not allowed to eat lechem because it's chametz.
I'm allowed to eat lechem. I can eat lechem, yeah? The mitzvah say is that when I eat lechem, it has to be matzah, but like chametz. That is the mitzvah
maybe
say.
Maybe the Rambam means because I'm not eating chametz, so if you want to eat matzah, eat matzah. Not because
no, but what's he giving you a menu? What that the Diyuk in the Rambam is, and especially say Mumad Diyuk in the Rambam Chasukah. Let's get that menu. Let's lech l'kloyes say ayves deichen. Let him say you don't have to eat matzah. A matzah is a katafel, yeah. You don't have to eat this, yeah. Because I could. No, he means if I'm eating lechem, I have to eat this. I have to eat matzah because that's the only lechem I could eat. And if I don't eat, that is the mitzvah of matzah is mechayev that the lechem that I eat should be matzah. That I granted don't have to eat lechem. Have eitzes not to eat lechem. But if I choose to eat lechem, then it isn't a say to eat matzah. And that's the same thing with sukkah.
Maybe if I want to eat lechem, I have nothing else to eat because there isn't only matzah.
Yeah, but you because could learn that way. That's the same. The Talmud of Rashba says that.
Yeah. So
you could learn differently. No, the deek is, why did he tell you different foods they have a choice to eat? Why did he tell you that? Let him say there's no mitzvah. You want to say there's no mitzvah? Say there's no mitzvah. But I won't be able to eat. I won't figure out what to eat. There's no mitzvah. No, there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah meaning that I could get out of the mitzvah by eating something else. But if I eat lechem, I do have a mitzvah. Right? And he says in Mukloi no chesukah. So Shmuel Shekili, he says a geshmak of what? Right? When you have a situational mitzvah, right? We're saying the Balamor's word is. The Balamor's chiluk is that when behechrich you're going to have to be in this situation, then you make a bracha, and when you could weasel out of the situation altogether, you don't make a bracha. Just give us a different bracha. Not totally that. What's a totally in? If all there is in the mitzvah is to avoid something, then even though the mitzvah is to do it this way, not that way, but in the mitzvah all there is avoiding something. You're not doing anything else. You're eating. I mean, you want to eat, right? You're not doing anything by eating matzah. Eating matzah, that's the eating, right? The mitzvah is just that it's not chametz. Then you don't make a bracha. You can visit the Tmei and Bei Matar, and I think because he means there also is a mitzvah, right? We end this week's parasha, Oysa Techelu is a mitzvah. To eat the Bei Matar, in other words, there's no mitzvah to eat Bei Matar. But there's a mitzvah when you're eating behemah, it should be this behemah, not that behemah. It's the same mitzvah, right? You don't make a bracha eating Bei Matar, because the behemah Matar is not the word. The word is you're not eating the Tmei. Right? There's a mitzvah say not to marry a mitzvi until a mitzvi shlishi. Someone marries a mitzvi shlishi, doesn't make a bracha. Not doing anything but marrying a mitzvi shlishi. He's just not marrying a sheni, a rishon, right? But sukkah the pshat is ein echinami. The mitzvah is that when you're eating, it should be in the sukkah. But the sukkah is a whole new thing. The sukkah is a whole new thing. The sukkah is only the l'shem mitzvah. There's no other reason for the sukkah. Here you can't say. Yeah, there's no other reason why, but matzah all is it's not chametz. There's no other reason why it's matzah fine. But why? But you're not doing anything. It's just that it's not chametz. The eating is done, the eating. Here, good, I'm eating, fine. Now that I'm eating, I have to eat in the sukkah. If I'd eat something else, I wouldn't have to eat in the sukkah. But the sukkah is something extra. So the sukkah is going to be the mitzvah. You're going to have to make a bracha on the sukkah. That's what that's what Shmuel Shekili says. Pshat, now, what? Yeah, but when you're eating it, it doesn't happen. Yeah, but yeah, you don't need shemul shemitz for the shayim for the rest. Right? So as long as it's not chametz, it's good enough. Yeah.
You
got to the gun. This is a different. We got to the gun. We got to the gun. It's a different thing. Yeah. So good. So that's what I think the rishayim will hold. Then that's what it means that it's an ice. That also would explain very good why it's an ice. Why it'd be an ice by Chol HaMoed? Because the pshat is, you don't have to eat matzah, but the pshat is, but when you're eating lechem, it has to be matzah, like by the sukkah, which you don't have to eat in the sukkah, but when you're eating, you have to be in the sukkah. So now that's the ice, that that the lechem they're eating is matzah, v'lei chametz. Besides for the love of not eating chametz.
So what are you coming out with?
Was it Talmud the Rajma?
Yeah.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Talmud Rajma, yeah.
He said
the Chal. Right. The Rajma says nothing. Right. But I'm just saying, they want to learn the Rav Shmuel Shekili like the Talmud the Rajma. It's Bechlal not. Right? The Rav Shmuel Shekili, if he wanted to say the Talmud the Rajma, he didn't have to say, Shani Matzah Shechalasa B'Shem Einu L'Shem Mitzvah Matzah L'Zviya Rabbah. He could have just said, Shani Achilas Matzah Sheinu Mitzvah V'Sukkah. It is a mitzvah. No. Achilas Matzah, that the Matzah is not L'Shem Mitzvah Matzah L'Rabbah. That's they're both a situational mitzvah. They're both a mitzvah in the sense that if you do it the other way, you're over on a mitzvah, but you're not mechuyev to do it this way, only when you want to do it, right? But the pshat is here, there's something here that's dafka l'shei mitzvah, l'shei kem by the mitzvah. Oh. Yeah, so now like you're saying with the Goyen, right? Now, could be, you're talking to say that's all the Goyen means also. Is you're talking to say that. Right? That the Goyen doesn't mean, like we learned before, that there's such a thing called a mitzvah kiyumis, there's such a thing called an optional mitzvah, which if you want, when you do it, you get a mitzvah. When you don't do it, right? People were saying, right? People we said before, it's not an isser say, it's not when you want to eat lechem, it has to be matzah. Right? The pshat is tam, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. Right? Could be what the Goyen means is that he means like the Baal Amar, and he's calling that a mitzvah, he's calling that a reshus, whatever it is, a mitzvah kumis, and you can get a mitzvah for it. But the emphasis is, I'm not 100% sure. It could be the Baal Amar is not enough to say that you should the dafka go and eat matzah. Because me'achataisach, I mean, vinishvi, all it is like an isser asei kain, right? You have to know, like with the sukkah, right? Let's say you don't necessarily want to eat a suda. Right? Not necessarily want to. You don't mind not eating. Right? Tol amaisik, echad v'rayin, a mitzvah achila sukkah. Right? Should you do it? Well, not dafka. You're not in the mood of eating, Chmein. Only I'm saying that the mitzvah sukkah is that when you eat, it should be in the sukkah. If you love dafka, it's a hit that you eat extra. Could be in order for the Goyen's voice to be richting, the pshat is you need another thing, but could be both things could be true. Could be that there's a mitzvah kiyumis and there's an isser asei. So they're both true. See, with them I understood a very shvary Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah in Hilchos Sukkah says, he says, I was misupik. I find that the Goyen holds by matzah, that there's a mitzvah ki yumis to eat matzah all 7 days. So Mamela, I have a suffix. What about by sukkah? Would the Goyen say by sukkah also there's a mitzvah ki yumis to eat in the sukkah all 7 days? So Kepshuta, I didn't understand what the Mishneh Berurah meant. By sukkah? The mitzvah, Shivas Yom, Sukkah Station, Shivas Yom, Avadah is a mitzvah. You make a bracha on it. How could you say it's not a mitzvah? Avadah is a mitzvah. What's the suffix? The guy is mechadish that by Pesach there's a mitzvah. Pesach, you would think there's mechal no mitzvah to eat matzah. The guy says, no, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. Right? By Sukkah? What's the tzedadim? But here, I hear the vote. Because the Mishneh Berurah obviously them done. That's stam that you're eating in the sukkah because if you eat, it has to be in the sukkah, and it's like an istatit out of the sukkah. That's not a mitzvah. I mean, in a way, it's a mitzvah, but that's not like you that's not like a kiyum of a mitzvah. You're not gaining anything by eating in the sukkah more than not eating at all, right? Let's say you have a choice, right? You have a choice to eat in the sukkah. Well, you won't eat at all because of that. You'll just be tame. You'll eat peyrus and klayus or whatever it is. You won't, right? So Kavanim Shabbat is the same thing. Here you're going and eating bread in the sukkah, and here you're not eating bread because you don't want to eat out of the sukkah. The mitzvah is that you're not eating out of the sukkah. I mean, all you're eating is in the sukkah, so there's no maila.
Why
you make a bracha? Make a bracha, kind of like an isser asei, because since v'nishvi, if you're not going to eat in the sukkah, you're going to be over on the isser. So that's a long mechayev a bracha. Right? Then what's the difference than matzah? Like the chalukim, right? I mean, the Talmud of Rashi says in matzah you don't even have that. And the Baal Amar holds you do, man. He has because of the Eshel Geirom Boishino, or Pnu Shekili's parents, like Shmaka Teretzer, right? But there's no. Obviously, that's what the Mishneh Berurah held. If the Mishneh Berurah needs the Goyen to encourage you to get into the Sukkah, then he held that there's no Maila of being in the Sukkah, because Vinishvi all is in the Sarasay. So mainly Kleis, do you have the guy in Basukas? Right? That's sort of that they bring up Shlomo Zalman Kleis, it's just Nageya. What does the guy mean? Does the guy mean that every Kizayin Samantha is a mitzvah? Or the chat is a mitzvah every day? Shivas Yomim Teichel Matzahs. Because if it would be a Chiyuv, the Chay Yetzu with the Kizayin today, right? And before we have the drasha, the Sheshes Yom Teichel Matzahs, Mashvi Rishus, right? So the chat is that you need a Kizayin every day. So the guy just want you to make sure you need a Kizayin every day to Mekayim it, but the next Kizayin you don't get any more mitzvah? But the chat is no. Every time you eat the matzah, you get it because it's under a mitzvah. It should be a bigger chiddush, because even if it's a chiv, it wouldn't be shivas yom teichel matzahs, meaning that there's a chiv to eat that many. I mean, it's just one because I eat the name of the stomach, right? So I thought Shlomo Zalman Kleis about it. It's a good shaila. He thinks, right, I don't think it's so muchach that they said that the guy didn't used to eat shal shudas and yantif, because, you know, we don't, and there's a shittas aramim that eat shal shudas and yantif, but the guy was machman aramim. He only ate two shudas and yantif like everyone else. But the last day of Pesach, he did a third shudah. Like a lot of people do, Taka, you know what I'm saying, to make the meal with Sechag, they eat matzah there. And Badafka did it, so it's the Chavivis to the matzah. So he wanted to say, so you see, if the Chaz Yehetsu with the Kazayis, he already had the Kazayis. Alamai, every Kazayis is up to more of a Kiyum. Could be. But, come on a single Chiddush, but,
So
why do you do it in regular Shabbos? Yeah, that's why every day, you know. Yeah, I don't know, okay, so the last day, it was got more Chavivs to him. The mitzvah is going away. I said, you didn't eat so much, Mistama. So last day, you wanted to have a little bit more. Okay. So I want to say over a shtickle. It's already, I don't have time. I have to say it curt. The shtickle that I heard from Akil Kabla, Shiva Lakewood, and I think it's a Gishmaka shtickle. Just going to say, yeah, this is a much longer shtickle, but just what's Mamish Negei, Mamish to this thing. He wanted to make a tushta with this Balamar. To explain a shver shittas rishenim. There's a machlokes rishenim, right? We know we have a prusa and a shlema when you're on seder benayim. We have a prusa and a shlema, right? Some rishenim say that a mitzi you make on the shlema, and al chilas matzi you make on the prusa, right? And that makes sense, right? A mitzi belongs on the shlema, right? And a chilas matzi, right? Because lechemayni is da'ka b'prusa, so when you want to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzi, you do it on the prusa. So mitzvah, especially if you only need lechem mishnah, which a lot of rishonim are, so we have three masters, right? A lot of rishonim need lechem mishnah, so koshkin and mitzvah should be on the shlema. But even if you don't need lechem mishnah, but normally there's a din every time you make a bracha, you should make it on the shlema, right? So the brachas hanenin you make should be a chshivas the bracha on the shlema, right? And a chilas matzah should be on the prusa. That's l'chaya how you would say normal it should be. There are some rishonim that hold that everything's on the prusa. Doesn't make sense. That's a din, you eat lechem hayni, so you do everything on the prusa. The prusa becomes more chashiv because it's lechem hayni. Also makes sense, right? The Torah brings down the shita, and the Shulchan Aruch says that this is the shita, as we have a suffix, which one? Neshiyesh mishayim mishimavarech ala prusa hamaitzi, vala shleim ala chilas matzah. Mechene, right? So that's the shneim, yoichas shteim biyodim, vivarech hamaitzi, vala chilas matzah miyad zeh hazeh, vaka gitzah vishteim yachah. The Torah is a shita that says that you make hamaitzi on the prusa, and achilas matzah on the shlema. Now, how does that make sense? What does that mean? What does it sound like? Tell. Right? Why would you make a mitzi on the prusa and achilas matzah on the shlema? Now, he wanted to tell you also that the Rambam mechir holds that way. The Rambam, even though no one brings the Rambam as the mechir to the sheet, they bring other rishonim, but he wanted him to bedayek the sheet and the Rambam also. The Rambam is like this. The Rambam didn't have a yachetz earlier. He did the yachetz right by the hamaytzi matzah. Right? You take two, so he didn't have three matzahs, he only had two. You take two, you break off one, umeniach paris l'tech shalim, umevarach hamaytzi lechem in aretz. So it sounds like you're making hamaytzi on the prusa. I mean, you're saying the prusa should be b'tech shalim. Why? Umneima enei mevarach. Enei mevarach means hamaytzi. That's what he just said before. Al shteki karis kishayam teiv mishum shenem alechem ayni madar kashanei prusa afkam b'prusa. So it sounds like that hamaytzi has to do with the prusa. Then he says, v'acha kach kairich matzum ar kachis notar b'chareisis mevarach baruch atah Hashem gam shekzen tzvei tzvei al chilas matzus imroim v'aychon. Right? Now this acha kach, he doesn't say take the prusa. Some says, you kairich matzum ar kachis and you make the bracha. Right? So it doesn't sound like the alachilas matzah, or his brach is alachilas matzah simrayim, is for the prusa. It sounds like the amaitz is for the prusa. Good. That's what Shmaya is in the Rambam. Yeah? The Shaz, what does this mean? What's the chat in that? Why should you make hamaitzi on the... So you want to say like this. In lechem ayni, state the zay. State, lo seichel olav chametz, shivis yomim teichel olav matzis lechem ayni. The lechem ayni is not said by Be'er of teichel matzis, and not by the alatzis umeri mechlu. The lechem ayni is said by the shivis yomim teichel olav matzis lechem ayni. That's where it says the word lechem ayni. So memela, the mitzvah of lechem ayni is not a mitzvah, is not a din in the mitzvah of the Erev Teichel Matzis. It's a din, and this is what he wanted to learn, this was, there were other rayas to this, you say, that even though you don't have the din of lechem ayni for this mitzvah saseh, the rest of Pesach, but this mitzvah saseh, that when you're eating lechem, it has to be matzah v'lo chametz, on the first night of Pesach, that has to be done for oifen of lechem ayni. He wanted to explain with that, there's a Shittas HaRambam that's mashma that the entire first night you can't eat matzah shira. Pasha's not. Pasha's the din of matzah shira that needs lechem ayni is Pasha's the din that the matzah you've been yetzah with, you can't eat matzah shira. We anyway don't eat matzah shira, also ksash kima. So I'm talking about that. I'd say, I'm saying, but there's a din that the matzah that you eat with can't be matzah shira, din of lechem ayni. But the Rambam's mashma the entire first night, they can't eat matzah shira. Right? And the Brisk Agad that says, I don't know if it's true, I heard that Rav David was machishist, but the Brisk Agad that says that the Brisk of Dini Kneblech by the Seder, because he thought that Kneblech might have a din of Matzah Shira, the guy that is din of Lechemaini, was machmed on the Ram. Anyway, right, the Shalom, so what is this din? What is in the entire first night? The Tayyat says that the first night, the din is not only that you can't eat, that your bread has to be Matzah Lechemaini. The din is that your bread has to be Lechemaini. Matzah Lechemaini. Lechametz and not lechemaini. That din of lechemaini is a din of nahamaitzi. It's not a din of the alachilas matzah. And nahamaitzi is a din of lechemaini. That's the halacha on the first night of Pesach, besides for the mitzvah that say to eat a kazayis matzah. That's the mitzvah of Eretz matzah. And on that, there's no din of lechemaini. That's the din of that alachilas matzah on the Rav. We were the shleimah. There's no din of lechemaini, so you're supposed to make brachas on a shleimah, right? But the din of the hametzi, in other words, the lechem that you eat should be matzah lechametz, and them state the din from lechem ayni. Good.
So why do you make alachilas
matzah on the shalom? No, alachilas matzah. There's no din of lechem ayni on the alachilas matzah. It's on the lechem.
That's
it. Lechem. That's it.
Of course you can.